That's a fact. And today these hippies are hearing very intelligently. No so-called gentleman who is here. So nobody can hear. They come and hear, go on. But they were hearing very seriously. Is it, was it not?
Yes.
Questions are intelligent. So all these frustrated boys and girls in the Western world, they are good candidates. You have to organize to give them the they are searching after.
It seems like it's the nature of all living entities to be mad after something.
Yes. Love, that I explained. Love. We have got our love in store. But instead of loving Krishna, we have distributed the love and so on. And frustrated. Love is there in store. That is reserved for Krishna. And we are trying to love Krishna, that I explained. Why I am loving this body, having this apartment. Ultimately it goes to Krishna. But that we do not know. We are actually trying to love Krishna. But because nobody is giving him Krishna, he's crying.
That was the name of Allen Ginsberg's first book, Howl. Howl.
How what?
Howl. That means it was a protest, a howling. You have not given us the right information to his elders. Mm. Now, what do we do? Simply howl. That was the introduction for our generation. We all listened to that. Read that. Howl, protest.
He is also searching after, therefore he comes.
Yeah.
Whenever he finds opportunity, he comes to me.
Yeah.
He's searching after Krishna.
Yeah. He gets so many bogus ideas.
But still he's attached to us.
He embraces you when you meet.
Yeah. He likes me.
Yeah.
Simply his only objection is that I am very conservative. Yani, you are very conservative. Because I forbid so. He cannot. Otherwise he would have joined us. But he cannot.
No.
He knows that unless I give up all these bad habits, Swami will not accept me.
He's a very enthusiastic chanter.
Yes.
Oh, we were in this chapel. Chanting.
He was there?
Yes, he was there. He came down on the stage, jumping up and down, heart trying. Then he took prasadam. He was very enthusiastic.
No, he has promised to me that wherever I shall go, I shall chant. That he has promised.
Yeah. He's going to be, he gave me his address in California, so he'll be living there for some time.
I have asked him, if you are there, you can see me there. Our mission is very nice. We want to see everyone happy. We don't want anything from anyone. We don't say that you give me fee and then I give you some mantra. No, we don't say that. Our instruction is free. And I want to see that they are doing it and they are happy. Radha Krishna valo sangha chala ei matra bhikkhaje. Yes. You simply chant Hare Krishna and come with me. This much I want. I don't want anything else.
So one is mad after something else, material, mad after this or that.
This is perverted.
And he must transfer his love, madness to
that
Krishna.
That madness should be for Krishna.
So how is that madness transferred?
By this devotional service. To practice it. To love Krishna. And then when you come to the actual state, you will be mad after Krishna. This is the process to bring to you, bring you to the platform.
No other way can replace
Bhaktiya Mamavijana by devotional service. Neither by jnana, yoga, karma, no. That is not possible. You cannot become mad after Krishna by any means except by this devotion. Therefore we are so much conservative. Because if we are actually after Krishna, then we must accept the real method.
Though we must be eager for devotional service, we still have to have this patience and determination. Then
Maya is strong, sometimes you are deviated. Therefore we have to be determined.
It seems only natural, gradually, if you are all the time serving Krishna, that eventually...
This is the only way. Sevanukhi jivhadu sami vasprattada. By your service, Krishna will automatically reveal himself. He wants service, that will say surrender to me. Surrender to me, not stop all activities. Surrender to what I say, do. That is surrender. Just like Arjuna surrender. So surrender means that he had to fight. That is surrender. Now, sir, I surrender, I do nothing. That is not surrender. That is only negation, doing nothing of the material thing. That is negate. Take the positive field. That is doing. All is for Krishna.
Eventually, your mind will become so occupied, and every field of activity will become so occupied that you will forget everything else. Eventually.
Navilasita sunno. Zero. All everything. Zero. Make it zero. Sunno. Jnana karma dhanapritam. Jnana karma means there is some aspiration of profit. Kur means they are trying to be elevated in higher planetary system. And Jnanis, they are wanting to become one with the Supreme. That is also demand. That means there is some desire. It is not unnabhilashita sunna. But one has to become unnabhilashita sunna. Any desire, make it zero. Then what to do? I shall become dull and dumb? No. Anukullena Krishna anusilanam. You have to work according, favorably, as Krishna desires. That's it. That is one. That is bhakti. Anukullena Krishna anusilanam. That is one. You have to simply abide by the orders of Krishna or his repentance. That's all. That is required.
Then you become automatically mad after
Krishna. Yes. The more you practice, the more you become mad.
Isn't that verse, thus by the higher self conquer the lower self, thus with the higher self conquer the lower self, and curb the insatiable enemy known as lust? That verse in the Gita?
No.
Is that?
This is Bhakti Rakhama. You'll find it in Nectar of Divorce. Annavilasitasana. Jnana karma anabhutam. You have read this Nectar of Divorce?
Yes.
You'll find it.
Sir.
I will make her do it. Bring it.
So our business, our main business really is engaging people in serving Krishna.
Somewhere I'll engage.
Even
if we cannot engage in it, let him simply eat. Engage in eating. Yeah. That's all. So we are actually doing in the beginning. Please come here and take some prasad and go home. No, we not sit down.
Turn light. The light switch on. Which?
Yeah.
First sentence? The three categories of devotional service which Srila Rupa Goswami describes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu are listed as devotional service in practice, devotional service in ecstasy, and devotional service in pure love of Godhead. There are many subheadings in each of these categories. But generally, it is understood that in the category of devotional service in practice, there are two different qualities. Devotional service in ecstasy has four qualities, and devotional service in pure love of Godhead has six qualities. These qualities will be explained by Srila Rupa Goswami later on. In this connection, Srila Rupa Goswami suggests that the person eligible for Krishna consciousness or devotional service can be classified by his particular taste. He says that devotional service is a continual process from one's previous life. No one can take to devotional service unless he has had some previous connection with it. For example, suppose in this life I practice devotional service to some extent. Even though it is not 100% perfectly performed, still, whatever I have done will not be lost. In my next life, from the very point where I had stopped in this life, I shall begin again. In this way, there is always a continuity. But even if there is no continuity, if only by chance a person takes interest in a pure devotee's instruction, he can be accepted and advance in devotional service.
This is the point. Preaching means this. Even one has no previous record of service. Still, if he meets a pure devotee, he becomes enthusiastic. Therefore, preaching is required. Otherwise, one can say that whatever he has done last night, he'll begin from there. No. Then?
Anyway, for persons who have a natural taste for understanding books like the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, devotional service is easier than for those who are simply accustomed to mental speculation and argumentative processes. To support this statement, there are many authoritative assertions by the learned scholars of bygone ages. According to their general opinion, a person may become governed by certain convictions derived by his own arguments and decisions. Then another person, who may be a greater logician, will nullify these conclusions and establish another thesis. This way the path of argument will never be safe or conclusive. The Srimad Bhagavatam recommends, therefore, that one follow in the footsteps of the authorities. Here is a general description of devotional service given by Sri Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Previously it has been stated that devotional service can be divided into three categories, namely devotional service in practice, devotional service in ecstasy, and devotional service in pure love of God. Now, Sri Rupa Goswami proposes to describe devotional service in practice. Practice means employing our senses in some particular type of work. Therefore, devotional service in practice means utilizing our different sensory organs in service to Krishna. Some of the senses are meant for acquiring knowledge, and some are meant for executing the conclusions of our thinking, feeling, and willing. So practice means employing both the mind and the senses in practical devotional service. This practice is not for developing something artificial. For example, a child learns or practices to walk. This walking is not unnatural. The walking capacity is there originally in the child, and simply by a little practice he walks very nicely. Similarly, devotional service to the Supreme Lord is the natural instinct of every living entity. Even uncivilized men, like the Aborigines, offer their respectful obeisances to something wonderful exhibited by nature's law. And they appreciate that behind some wonderful exhibition or action, there is something supreme. So this consciousness, though lying dormant in those who are materially contaminated, is found in every living entity. And when it is purified, this is called Krishna consciousness. There are certain prescribed methods for employing our senses and mind in such a way that our dormant consciousness for loving Krishna will be invoked, as much as the child, with a little practice, can begin to walk. One who has no basic walking capacity cannot walk by practice. Similarly, Krishna consciousness cannot be aroused simply by practice. Actually, there is no such practice. When we wish to develop our innate capacity for devotional service, there are certain processes which, by our accepting and executing them, will cause that dormant capacity to be invoked. Such practice is called sadhana bhakti. Every living entity under the spell of material energy is held to be in an abnormal condition of madness. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, quote, generally the conditioned soul is mad because he is always engaged in activities which are the causes of bondage and suffering, unquote. The spirit soul in its original condition is joyful, blissful, eternal, and full of knowledge. But only by his implication in material activities has he become miserable, temporary, and full of ignorance. This is due to vaikarma. Vaikarma means actions which should not be done. Therefore, we must practice sadhana bhakti, which means to offer mangalarti, deity worship, in the morning, to refrain from certain material activities, to offer obeisances to the spiritual master, and to follow many other rules and regulations which will be discussed here, one after another. These practices will help one to become cured of madness. As a man's mental disease is cured by the directions of a psychiatrist, so this sadhana bhakti cures the conditioned soul of his madness under the spell of maya, or material illusion. Narada Muni mentions this sadhana bhakti in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 1st chapter, 30th verse. He says there to King Yudhisthira, my dear king, one has to fix his mind on Krishna by any means. That is called Krishna consciousness. It is the duty of the acharya, the spiritual master, to find the ways and means for his disciple to fix his mind on Krishna. That is the beginning of sadhana bhakti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us an authorized program for this purpose, centered around the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. This chanting has so much power that it immediately attaches one to Krishna. That is the beginning of sadhana bhakti. Somehow or other, one has to fix his mind on Krishna. The great saint Ambarisha Maharaj, although a responsible king, fixed his mind on Krishna. And similarly, anyone who tries to fix his mind in this way will very rapidly make progress in successfully reviving his original Krishna consciousness. Now, this sadhana bhakti, or practice of devotional service, can also be divided into two parts. The first part is called regulative principles. One has to follow these different regulative principles by the order of the spiritual master, or on the strength of authoritative scriptures, and there can be no question of refusal. That is called baidhi, or regulated. One has to do it without any argument. Another part of sadhana bhakti is called raganuga. Raganuga refers to the point at which, by following the regulative principles, one becomes a little more attached to Krishna and executes devotional service out of natural love. For example, a person engaged in devotional service may be ordered to rise early in the morning and offer artrika, which is a form of deity worship. In the beginning, by the order of his spiritual master, one rises early in the morning and offers artrika, but then he develops real attachment. When he gets this attachment, he automatically tries to decorate the deity and prepare different kinds of dresses and thinks of different plans to execute his devotional service nicely. Although it is within the category of practice, this offering of loving service is spontaneous. So the practice of devotional service, sadhana bhakti, can be divided into two parts, namely regulative and spontaneous. Rupa Goswami defines the first part of devotional practice, or vaidhi bhakti, as follows. When there is no attachment or no spontaneous loving service to the Lord, and one is engaged in the service of the Lord simply out of obedience to the order of the spiritual master or in pursuance of the scriptures, such obligatory service is called vidhi bhakti. These principles of vidhi bhakti are also described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, 1st chapter, verse 35, where Sukadeva Goswami instructs the dying Maharaj Parikit as to his course of action. Maharaj Parikit met Sukadeva Goswami just a week before his death. The king was perplexed as to what should be done before he was to pass on. Many other sages also arrived there, but no one could give him the proper direction. Sukadeva Goswami, however, gave this direction to him as follows, quote, "My dear king, if you want to be fearless in meeting your death next week, for actually everyone is afraid at the point of death, then you must immediately begin the process of hearing, chanting, and remembering God." End quote. So if one can chant and hear Hare Krishna and always remember Lord Krishna, then he is sure to become fearless of death, which may come at any moment. In the statements of Sukadeva Goswami, it is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami recommends that one should always hear about Krishna. He does not recommend that one hear and chant about the demigods. The Mayavadis, or impersonalists, say that you can chant any name, either that of Krishna or those of the demigods, and the results will be the same, but actually this is not a fact. According to the authorized version of Srimad Bhagavatam, one has to hear and chant about Lord Vishnu, Krishna only. So Sukadeva Goswami has recommended to Parikshit Maharaj that in order to be fearless of death, one has to hear and chant and remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, by all means. He also mentions that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Sarvatma. Sarvatma means the super soul of everyone. Krishna is also mentioned as Ishvara, the supreme controller who is situated in everyone's heart. Therefore, if some way or other we become attached to Krishna, he will make us free from all danger. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that anyone who becomes a devotee of the Lord is never vanquished. Others, however, are always vanquished. Vanquished means that after getting this human form of life, a person does not come out of the entanglement of birth and death. and thus he misses his golden opportunity. Such a person does not know where he is being thrown by the laws of nature. Suppose one does not develop Krishna consciousness in this human form of life. He will then be thrown into the cycle of birth and death involving 8,400,000 species of life, and his spiritual identity will remain lost. One does not know whether he is going to be a plant, or a beast, or a bird, or something like that, because there are so many species of life. The recommendation of Rupa Goswami for reviving our original Krishna consciousness is that somehow or other we should apply our minds to Krishna very seriously and thus also become fearless of death. After death we do not know our destination because we are completely under the control of the laws of nature. And only Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is controller over the laws of nature. Therefore, if we take shelter of Krishna seriously, there will be no fear of being thrown back into the cycle of so many species of life. A sincere devotee will surely be transferred to the abode of Krishna, as affirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. In the Padma Purana also, the same process is advised. There it is said that one should always remember Lord Vishnu. This is called dhyana, or meditation, always remembering Krishna. It is said that one has to meditate with his mind fixed upon Vishnu. Padma Purana recommends that one always fix his mind on the form of Vishnu by meditation and not forget him at any moment. And this state of consciousness is called samadhi, or trance. We should always try to mold the activities of our lives in such a way that we will constantly remember Vishnu or Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Whether one concentrates his mind on the four-handed form of Vishnu or on the form of two-handed Krishna, it is the same. Padma Purana recommends, somehow or other, always think of Vishnu without forgetting him under any circumstances. Actually, this is the most basic of all regulative principles. For when there is an order from a superior about doing something, there is simultaneously a prohibition. So when the order is that one should always remember Krishna, the prohibition is that one should never forget him. Within this simple order and prohibition, all regulative principles are found complete. This regulative principle is applicable to all varnas and ashramas, the castes and occupations of life. There are four varnas, namely the brahmanas, priests and intellectuals, the kshatriyas, warriors and statesmen, the vaishyas, businessmen and farmers, and the shudras, laborers and servants. There are also four standard ashramas, namely brahmacharya or student life, grihastha, householder, anaprastha, retired, and sannyasa, renounced. The regulative principles are not only for the brahmacharis, the celibate students, to follow, but are applicable for all. It doesn't matter whether one is a beginner, a brahmachari, or if one is very advanced, a sannyasi. The principle of remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly and not forgetting him at any moment is meant to be followed by everyone without fail. If this injunction is followed, then all other rules and regulations will automatically fall into line. All other rules and regulations should be treated as assistants or servants to this one basic principle. The injunctions of rules and regulations and the resultant reactions are mentioned in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th chapter, 1st and 2nd verses. Kamasa Muni, one of the nine sages who came to instruct King Mimar, addressed the king and said, quote, "The four social orders, namely the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas and the Sudras, have come out of the different parts of the universal form of the Supreme Lord as follows. The Brahmanas have come out from the head, Kshatriyas have come out from the arms, the Vaishyas have come out from the waist, the Sudras have come out from the legs. Similarly, the Sannyasis have come out from the head, the Vanaprasthas from the arms, the Grihasthas from the waist, and the Brahmacharis from the legs. These different orders of society and grades of spiritual advancement are conceived in terms of qualification. It is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that the four social orders and the four spiritual orders are created by the Lord Himself in terms of different individual qualities. As the different parts of the body have different types of activities, so the social orders and the spiritual orders also have different types of activities in terms of their qualification and position. The target of these activities, however, is always the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, quote, "He is the Supreme Enjoyer," end quote. So whether one is a Brahmana or a Sudra, he has to satisfy the Supreme Lord by his activities. This is also confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam by a verse which reads, quote, "Everyone must be engaged in his particular duty, but the perfection of such work should be tested by how far the Lord is satisfied with such activities," end quote. The injunction herein is that one has to act according to his position, and by such activities one must either satisfy the Supreme Personality or else fall down from his position.
You read regularly. Mm-hmm. Nectar of the world. Regularly. All these books should be regularly. That will give you guidance. You haven't got to ask repeatedly to me. Everything is there. You are selling nectar of the world, sir?
We're waiting for our next shipment from Japan. Then we'll begin.
These four books will give you all guidance. Krishna, Nectar of Devotion, Bhagavad Gita as it is, and what is that?
Teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
All that. Radha Krishna Bala 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 Lisa.
What does that mean?
Because Lord Chaitanya is preaching simply this, that you all chant Radha Krishna Hare Hare Krishna. That's all. Ai shikha diya, savna diya, pirchane che, gauni. By teaching this philosophy, the two brothers, Gaur and Nitai, were travelling all over Nadiya. Kana mayarvase jachya vese khachya avdhu. Why you are being carried away by the waves of Maya? Why? Unnecessarily. And you are being drowned and saved. Jiv Krishna Das Abhishas Kalyata. Simply believe that you are eternal servant of Krishna. Then all this time is immediately gone. Vainam bolbe jabe pulok habe. If you chant this, then you feel ecstatic. Radha Krishna Vala Sangha Chala Jamat Vikhi. So I don't ask you anything. Simply chant and come with me. Bhakti Thakur. Have you got puff rice? No.
In the shop.
You have to get it from the shop.
But I don't think you can get now.
Can try.
Any stores open?
Uncle's.
Yeah. Supermarket?
It's Easter Sunday.
But there's one little shop. They always carry fuckers in the
Sunday.
What is that?
Puff rice in the box.
Yeah. I see.
You got peanuts?
Yes.
Peanuts. Milk.
Peanuts and milk?
No. Pop rice and peanuts and milk separate. Rajanigandha. They're called Rajanigandha. Very nice flower. Hasnahena. In English it's called Hasnahena. What do you call in English?
Night queen.
Huh? Night queen.
In Fiji they call it night queen. I didn't know this is the same thing.
Let's see how Krishna's creation. Wonderful creation. And they defy. Oh, what nonsense there. There is no brain in creating such nice flower, flavor. In the outdoor nature. What is this nature? Rascal. Nature means rascal. Nature. What do you mean by nature? You see how foolish they are. They cannot explain what is this nature. Simply say, I am simply sorry that a so-called institution, education, simply making people all fools and rascals. That is my grief only. And they are trying to give them some intelligence. The whole program is to create some fools and rascals. That's all. Any philosopher, any scientist comes, I can say that you are simply creating fools and rascals. Because you are also fool and rascal. I can say, challenge. And then let us come to argument. You are yourself a fool and rascal, and you are creating fools and rascals. That's all. That is your being. And that is going on as an advancement of education. You do not know. How do you explain? You say, nature. That means you are fool. We have got on it, Krishna, his energy is working. Savabhiki jnana balakriyacha. His energy is so fine and nice that automatically it appears that the color has come, the painting has come. But there is working. Very fine work. Working. In modern science, you want to talk with a friend, immediately pay something, telephone. Yes, I am speaking. There, actually the man is there, he is talking and I am hearing, but by scientific arrangement it is so that he is summoned by seven, less like speaking with me. But he has come before me, although he is away, thousand miles. It appears that he has come before me and talking. So if this energy, electric energy, can work so wonderful, how much wonderful energies are there in Krishna that is working and it is coming out automatically? You say, you cannot explain, you say it is nature. No. The same working is there. Just like if you paint one flower, you have to take the brush, color, and nicely. Nicely, it cannot be as nice, eh? So Krishna has also to do the same thing. But the energy is so fine and quick. Sabhavikik jnana malokya. Krishna's energies will work. It's like if you want to create something, a house, you have to apply your engineer, your contractor, your ingredient, so. But Krishna also do the same thing. But his energies are so fine and expert. He desires, let there be a skyscraper immediately. But the process is there. You don't think it has come automatically. The same thing. If you want to speak, a friend, husband miles away, you have to go there and find him, or he has to come. The process is there. By electricity, immediately comes. Is it not being possible? The process is there that he has to come or you have to go. But by electricity, it has shortened. Similarly, the working capacity is going there. But it is so certain and perfect. You see, oh, it has come automatically. By nature. Not intermediary. The process is so nice and sharp. That is the real explanation. Process is there. You cannot say that it appears like miracle because your brain cannot accommodate how quickly all these things happen. You have got poor brain, you cannot accommodate. Now, you are thinking, if I have to paint this, simply painting, I have to take so much time. Just like, if a man asks you $1,000, he's thinking he has to collect and pay me. But if you write a note, give it to Nanda Kumar, and he gives it this cheap, and Nanda pays him immediately $1,000. So he'll be surprised, how is that? What is this writing? This immediately $1,000 came. Because he is thinking to earn $1,000, it will take 1,000 days. And Swamiji wrote like this, and immediately. The process is there. $1,000 collection, I had to do something and it has come there, it is not. But my energy is so quick, energy is so perfect, that simply by giving a note, he gets it. You cannot say the process is not there. The process is there. Just like modern scientific method has minimized space and time. For coming to Australia 50 years ago, it would have taken 6 months. It would become 6 hours. The process coming is there. By scientific method, the space and time has been sorted. Similarly, in manufacturing this flower, the process is there. But the system of Krishna's energy is so perfect, it has not. Prasa sakti vividaiva sabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. That's why, what is that machine? IBM?
Computer.
That is mechanical, the calculation. A calculating process is there. But by a nice machine, it is certain. That process is Krishna's energy. He is so expert that it is just like computers, immediately come. Not that the process is not there. Process is there.
It seems like the more and more scientists try to investigate and imitate this process, they become more and more entangled in the complications. They can't understand.
That process is crude. They are thinking that it is very fine, but it's still crude. Just like here, the what I was speaking.
The more scientists investigate the workings of nature, the more complicated it becomes. They can never understand it.
No.
They think it's complicated, but what still
not complicated, it's perfect.
Yeah.
But they have no brain to understand.
It becomes more complex.
Just like any ordinary man, how this tape recorder is working. There is a process.
Yeah.
But because we have no brain, we think, how it is beginning? How it is beginning?
It's so complex to
us. So one who does not know it is complex. One who is in knowledge, for him it is not complex. Therefore Bhagavad says, annayat vitirikabhyam, annayat itaratascha arthesu avijna. The Supreme Personality of God is completely well-versed. Krishna just says, yes, I spoke this philosophy millions of years. I remember, you have forgotten. And there we have to study how Krishna's brain is. Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, yes, I spoke, when Arjuna defied, how can I believe that you spoke millions of years ago? This philosophy to Sun God. Yes, that's a fact. You also were there, but I remember, you don't remember. The child, just like a father says, my dear child, you know, when you were 2 years old, you fell down and there was a fracture in your brain and child. Yes? He cannot remember. The father can say, yes, it happened, you have forgotten, I remember. As this is practical. Similarly, Krishna can remember. Everything, vidaham samititani, you may not remember. You have no such brain. You are teeny. But why should you defy Krishna? Why should you deny the facility for Krishna? That means you are thinking, Krishna is like me. Abhijananti mangurha. Because you are a rascal, they are thinking Krishna is like another rascal like you. And that is poor fund of knowledge. Parambhava majananta, because they do not know rascal, what I am, what I can do. Abhijananti, they think Krishna is like me.
So they actually, most people are innocent, but the people...
Not innocent, rascal. Innocent, Ananda. Innocent, if he is innocent, if I say you do not know, this is, then he'll accept. But he'll protest. He'll ask it. Innocent will accept. Therefore, the more one is innocent, simple, it is easy for him, Krishna consciousness. The more one is rascal, it is very difficult.
This is also called Mayavad philosophy? Mayavad, thinking like that, Krishna
yes.
is
He's ordinary man, a little greater than me, that's all. That Dr. Frog's philosophy, athletic was all, that's all, right? Maybe little, 1 feet more than this well, that's all. He cannot imagine that millions of wells will be not compared. That he cannot believe. He says, yes, it may be bigger. Say 1 feet bigger, 2 feet bigger, all at 10 feet bigger, may compare. That's all. You'll never think that beyond his estimation. Never think. He simply calculated, all right, if not 1, 2 feet, 3 feet, all right, 10 feet. And the friend is going, no, no, it's very, very great.
Once you said, you quoted one verse in Mayapur, and you said that everyone is dancing under Krishna's direction. What, I forgot your explanation.
Ekala Ishar Krishna Arsha Bhritta Jare Jaiche Nachai Se Taiche Kare Nitta. Krishna is so kind. As Mayavadi philosopher, he wants to do something. Krishna, all right, dance in this way. Dance. All right, dance. They talk like this, eh? Krishna gives him capacity to talk, otherwise he cannot talk even. So Krishna gives him intelligence, counter-argument, all that. Let the rascal speak as he likes. Therefore, Jari Jaichanachai, he is allowing to dance everyone as he desires. But he says that you give up all this nonsense, you simply surrender. That is his verse. Otherwise, if you want to dance, no, all right, I give you facility to dance. The Kurmis are dancing, all right, dance. The Gyanis are dancing, all right, dance. Gone speculating, but he'll never understand me.
He's always playing the tune, Krishna.
Huh?
Krishna is always playing the tune by which everyone is dancing.
No, he wanted to dance like this, he's giving facility. He's not in agreement with it.
Oh,
otherwise, why they say, you give up all this nonsense, you surrender.
So
he does not approve. But he wanted to dance unlike, you take the facility, dance. He doesn't like that you should dance like that. But he wants all that you dance. You give them, take the facility. Dance. Just like my Guru Maharaj, Sita Maharaj wanted his property, all right, take this property. But what is doing? He wanted property, take property, all right. He's kind. Not like this man gave me some service, he wants this property. Allah, take this property. Whatever he has gained. Okay. I never wanted his property. I simply desired that such a sublime message, that my poetry, that
first poem,
yeah,
on a writing,
yeah, miracle done. I want to know if there is a miracle, if I try to preach this miracle in the world. So he has given me the facility. I never wanted the Gaudiya buildings.
Because you desired in a certain way, you provided that facility, yes, also.
I desired. That's such a wonderful message. Why not preach?
And you got buildings also.
You got building automatically comes. But the rascal fools, they do not understand this. That is mentioned in the verse. No, that's. In bhakti, order, success follows, just like when the queen goes, there are many maid servants catching the, what is called?
Train.
Yes, follow. See, bhakti follows, then all other things follow. Bilwamangala Thakur also says that mukti mukuluti anjali sevati asma. Bhakti saya sirutara jidi bhagavan sa. If there is pure devotion for you, then mukti mukuluti anjali mukti is standing. My dear sir, what can I do for you? Hold it down. Dharmartha kama moksha samaya pratiksa. And the material happiness, and they are simply waiting. The servant waits. Yes, sir, 21. The simple one has developed. Bhakti tai sthiratara jadi bhagavan sa. Daivena phalati dibba kishora murti. Mukti mukulitanjali sevate asman dharmartha kama samaya pratiksha. This is the definition given by bhakti sthiratara, unflinching devotion and self. If there is, then by your will, anyone can see dibba kishora murti and see me. And so far, other things are concerned, mukti and bhukti, they are simply waiting.
Yes, the whole secret of life has been lost. Civilization has been lost. Every knowledge.
So you try to give them, these foolish men, they are after dharmartha kama moksha. Therefore Bhagavad begins. Dharma prodhita kaitavatra. All this cheating, rascal down, is thrown. Dharmartha kama moksha. Dharma prodhita kaitavatra. Srila Swami explains, kaitavatra. These are all cheating. The so-called religion, so-called economic development, so-called sense gratification, so-called liberation, they're all cheating.
Because they promise something they don't deliver?
No, even if you get it, what do you get? Suppose you go to church, God give us our deliverance, God is giving, then what do you get? The game bread is given to the animals also. Why you are going to the church? That is the communists say. That we shall give you bread. Why you waste your time? So-called religion. The politician says that if you want to be happy, there is technology. Why you are going to pray to God? This is all nonsense. They are thinking that. But prayer is not meant for that purpose. Prayer, that's why we are praying. But our prayer is, Krishna, kindly engage me in your service. Hare Krishna. Oh, the energy of Krishna, oh, the Lord Krishna, please engage me in your service. This is our prayer. We are not going to pray, oh God, give us our daily bread. And then if you get bread, then what do you get?
We've all experienced that. We've had so much bread. What did we get?
Now, even if you get bread, then what do you get? Bread is already given even to the animals. That they do not know. Therefore, they take religion for material gain. Dharma or so. And Bhagavad says, artasya dharmaikantasya na kamo labhaya ismitaha. When you get money, it is not for satisfaction of your senses. Kamasya nendriya priti, and when it is a question of kama, desire, that does not mean sense gratification. Lava jiveta jivata. Simply, you have to accept things for living. It is not that you shall not eat. If you eat, live. Then what for living? Jivasya tatta jigyasa. Nartha jasya karma bhi. You working so hard is not that to develop your material condition of life. You live peacefully without any disturbance of hunger, but your life should be engaged in Krishna consciousness, asking about Krishna. That is life. So we don't want to stop all the activities. But they are busy always. They have no time for us, all these men. They are abstracting what these people are doing. You see? There is no end of their sense gratification. As soon as get one motor car is required, all that. As soon as he gets money, I'll purchase another motor. For my son, another for my daughter, another for my wife.
Going.
And he has to maintain four motor cars. Then work hard. So Indriya Priti, I've got a car, why not my son?
Vicious.
Vicious. Simply increasing. And the government taking tax, therefore he has to prepare roads. In your country, the more the motor car increasing, the more flyover, more bridges,
more problems.
Just like Madras we saw, they are also imitating.
Yeah.
Little tiny. Yeah. They are advancing.
Only two lanes.
And doing it for unlimited years. When they will be finished, there is no guarantee. Here in your country they do the contract, yes, within 6 months. But there is no guarantee. But the show is going on, that we are doing something. Because it is imitation. There was no need, but they want to make advance, like the Americans.
Huge, open intersection, no traffic, they're building a flyover.
Similarly, Bombay also, they made one or two flyovers.
Yes.
It was great endeavor. And one flyover collapsed.
Yeah.
That flyover between Princess Street and the Marine Drive,
it collapsed.
Because all the contractors are thieves.
Yeah.
Instead of giving cement, they're giving clay.
Now their plan is to tunnel through under Malabar Hill and make a freeway along the West Shore Freeway Expressway, along Warden Road and Pensy Road.
Freeway.
Yes, and they began the tunnel when we first came there a year and a half ago, and now I don't think it's more than 50 yards into the mountain.
The tunnel is there?
Yes.
Where?
Just there between... As you go up Nepenthe Road, past the Russian consulate, and there is an open space. In there.
Some work is going on there.
Yes. Under there is a tunnel being excavated under the mountain, under the Hanging Garden Park, to the other side. And it will go along Chaupati Expressway, and under the mountain, and then along Nepenthe Road. But it looks like a forest. I don't see how it is. Get through that hill.
chant Hare Krishna. Don't be misled by these rascals. Andhadathandairupaniyamana. So you have to change this. This is scratching. It is very rough. Well, you can take one, my cloth, and change.
It's a cotton piece. I have one cotton cloth.
That's all right. So you got per price?
No, sir. If I could not get.
Per price is difficult to obtain. In India, per price is very easy in India.
He says that here they close the stores and the shops all the time. The shops are closed.
All the time?
He says.
Why?
For holidays.
Oh.
A holiday will come, everything closes down. 4 days, 5 days at a time. Banks, post offices. Not even a post office open.
Achha?
Even tomorrow, nothing. It's really incredible. It's really interesting. Everything closes in this.
What kind of government it is?
Loafers. In India, the government and the post office is always open. There's always some post office open. Even in small towns.
Well, that was also British management. Here also British management. How is that?
In London, that's
open. Huh?
In London, that's always open, the central post office.
Yeah.
This one shut down. They're eager. Stop work. Enjoy the senses.
So that anyone questions, you can answer. That is required, preaching. Just like this girl, why you are recommending your Bhagavad Gita? Answer must be there. Because this is. They are all rascals. They are not speaking Bhagavad Gita as it is.
She understood also.
Oh yes. You have no right. Suppose I have written one book. So I have got some intention. So why should you interpret my intention with your intention? What right you have got? You have no right. If you want to speak something of yours, you write another book. Why you are taking advantage of my book and misleading others? I want to speak to the public something. I have expressed my opinion in that way. But because it is popular, you are taking advantage of my book and expressing your views. How much cheating, how much cheater you are. Let it be that, therefore he is suffering. Dr. Radhakrishna. He has lost his brain. We went to see him, Dr. Radhakrishna, when I was in Madras. You had?
Yes, yeah. Like a vegetable, no comprehension.
Void. Lost.
At last he's become void. Yeah. He surrendered.
Simply sitting down like this. He cannot ask whether he's hungry or not. His daughter is always attending. Giving him some food, then he's eating. Otherwise, he does not say. Lost everything. He has mentioned Bhagavad Gita as a mental speculation in his Indian religion. So he is such a great offender, he must suffer. But it is good for him because he is a gentleman, therefore his offences are being compensated in this life.
Yes. Oh, if he hasn't got to pay next time.
Yes. Next time he may be getting chance. Because he was at heart afraid of God. Because sometimes he was, Swamiji, you pray for me to God. Yes. He told me that.
Yeah.
At heart he was, but because he's impersonalist and mundane scholar, he was writing all nonsense.
There's a whole class of scholars now called literary critics who simply take one book, or not even a scripture, but any mundane book, and they spend their whole lives making comments, what this must mean, what that must mean. This is my opinion, this is my thesis.
Puna puna chav vita chav banana. Chiving the chiv.
That really is chiv.
That is. Chiving the chiv.
One book called Moby.
That is called scholar. Scholar. Oh, he's a big scholar.
That's it. Is that the Maya Abhuta Jnana?
Maya Abhuta Jnana, yes. All nonsense. You take it, granted. Anyone who has no Krishna consciousness, he's a nonsense. Whatever he may be. At least I take it. And I challenge him like that. I criticize Dr. Radha Krishna in my Back to God. Scholar deluded. Why is criticizing like anything?
That was the first Bhagavad Gita I read. It was this one by Radha Krishna.
I have criticized him like anything.
Yeah. Yes. Then Paramananda and Satyabhama, they brought me this your Bhagavad Gita.
Oh.
First in
New York. Now this Macmillan's report is that our selling more. Therefore they have advanced to take out this enlarged edition.
Oh, yes.
Otherwise their business, and in the beginning they refused. They say, no, we cannot publish so big volume. We can, if you minimize, therefore we minimized it to 400 pages.
They've made a study. They know what's going. They want all of your books. In the contract for Topmost Yoga and Easy Journey, they have the option to take your next big book.
In Harvard Library, your Bhagavad Gita. They have many, many Bhagavad Gitas. About 400, many. And Bhagavad Gita, as it is, was taken out of late, since it's been in there more than any other one. They all have dust. Taken out. And Krishna book was never in. I could never see it in because it was always out. From the very first day it was in. In fact, when it was going into the library, the head of the department, he took it right away.
Another thing happened in Los Angeles. I wanted some quotation from a press of these teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So the man came, he said, Swamiji, first of all I must buy this book. Either you accept or not accept our quotation. What price I shall pay for that? I said, give me $6. Immediately he took the book. Such a nice book I have never read. Either it is printed or not printed in our press, I must take this book. Actually, these ideas, what you have explained in our book, they are unknown to the modern world. Unknown.
They're not described anywhere else, no other source.
Nobody knows. The God can be person, there can be dealings like these, there are dealings actually, and they're described. That is wonderful.
They don't know that life can be so joyful and endlessly.
That I wrote in my poetry. The absolutely sentient Tao has proved. That was striking to me. Not impersonal, sentient Tao has proved. Impersonal calamity, thou hast moved. absolute essence and Taoist group. That was my acceptance. So, even the many judges came in Allahabad. Do you remember?
In Madras?
Yes. No, Allahabad. During Kumbh Mela. They said, Swamiji, it is God, is person. You are the first man speaking. Why? Right? The first man. He's already there. They cannot believe that God is person.
But as long as there's in-person, there's doubt, there's unclear. As soon as there's person, there's no doubt, clear.
But we have tried to explain how he's person. Just like we tried to explain how God is working. So one should have brain to study things. One must have clear idea how God is person, how he's working. How this cosmic manifestation is manifested by God's energy. Krishna says, Maya tatam idam sarvam avaptam buddhina. In my impersonal feature, everything is manifested there. Tatam idam sarvam ijavasam idam sarvam. So one has to apply his brain, that is intelligence. How it has become possible. That is not false, that is fact. You cannot understand, your brain is teeny, that is different thing. Now you make your brain competent to understand these things. Idam vijnatam bhavanti. So take this philosophy nicely, understand this philosophy and preach. Eh? You'll be victorious everywhere. Because we can challenge anyone. If you know the trick, Krishna consciousness, you can challenge. Narayana parasadve na kutasyana bibhati. One who is Narayana para, he is never afraid of anything.
Whenever someone challenges you, you always know the trick, what their weak point is, the weakness is in their challenge. You go right there. Every time.
And that is the trick of wrestling.
Find where they're off balance. Their balance is off.
Anyway. There was a wrestler. He was not very strong, but he knew the trick. How to defeat the strongest man.
There's a science of equilibrium. You can study another person. If he's off equilibrium, you can move his body in such a way to defeat him every time. Japanese art.
Train. That Los Angeles. There is one Japanese.
Behind the temple. Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
What is teaching?
Karate. That's it.
Karate.
That art of karate.
Karate.
Throwing someone, if he's off balance, a certain way.
Karate is
using his weight to make him fall.
Karate is the art of hitting your nerve points. You can paralyze people just with one finger, hitting on a certain nerve. junction can paralyze a person.
They do. They show movies of one man who's killed his nerves in the hand, and you know, a bull will be running like this man and put his hand to the bull and grab the heart. They're like that. They show movies like that. They develop like that.
So much wasted effort.
Wow.
You have kept there some other result?
I have put yours back. Yours was in a bag I could not find immediately. So I put another one there. Now I've changed it back again.
Have at least half of the energy that you have to preach.
Mm-hmm.
We may develop at least maybe a half of your energy to continuously preach someday.
Continuously?
He says that someday he hopes that the devotees, your disciples, may acquire half of the energy that you have for preaching.
Why not full or double? You might have doubled.
It is inconceivable.
That's like my Guru Maharaj. I did not travel all over the world. So I've got double energy than him. So well, you must have triple energy, four times energy then. Then actually disciple. My God brothers are envious. Because they could not do.
No.
They could not do even half of Guru Maharaj. No. And I am doing 10 times. So they are the envious. So if an ordinary man like me can do 10 times, you are Americans. 20 times. Then you are successful.
If we can do 20 times, it's only because you gave us the energy.
Yes.
Yeah.
My blessings are there. You do it, try. Just like Guru Maharaj gave blessings to everyone. But if they do not try, if they remain Kunjababu, then let him remain Kunjababu. What can be done? He'll be satisfied only one building in Mayapur and 2 buildings, and that is his only ambition. The ambition is poor.
Just like Tushtakrishna and his wife, they hitchhiked all the way to Australia. They landed by a ship in northern Australia, Perth, where our plane first landed.
He's very energetic.
And they hitchhiked across Australia, 1,500 miles through the desert.
Yes, see.
He said sometimes a car would not come by for many hours, and they would be standing in the hot sun. No trees, anything.
Oh, desert, big desert.
Huge desert.
No.
They practically
uninhabited.
Made their way across.
Let's see.
Except Aborigines live there, so.
Oh, they may attack.
Kangaroos. So they saw some kangaroos. Those animals that jump.
They live in the desert? The kangaroos?
Yes, semi-desert.
There are many strange animals in Australia.
Parasites?
Just strange.
What's
in
marsupials.
Marsupials?
Those animals would bear their young in a pouch.
Pouch here, kangaroo.
That is kangaroo.
Platypus.
And platypus. A platypus animal.
Half bird, half...
half snake.
Underwater.
Snake? Snake?
Yes, part has some snake features, it has webbed feet, it has a duck like a beaver, a body like a...
A tail like a...
No, a bill like a duck.
A bill like a duck.
Like a duck.
And a tail like a beaver.
Like a beaver.
And a body like a wolverine or something?
It is for
sure. Vedic literature says 8 million points.
This is all in one.
This is Krishna's mercy. Somebody is thinking, if I had like this, like that, like that. All life you will have all. Just like Hiranyakashipu wanted to save himself. In this way, that, yes. All are granted, but he still has to die. All granted. Yeah. So we are trying to take facilities from Krishna, beginning from, oh God, give us our daily bread, then give me motor car, then give me aeroplane, then give me this, give me that. Take all. But you'll never be happy unless you surrender to him. You take all. So this is going on. The modern civilization, they are wanting, we may have this, we may have that, we may have this, we may have that. Yes, so take, huh? But don't talk of happiness, please. That is the only point. Sarva-dharmān parityajyamāt. If you want this, otherwise you take whatever you like.
Devotees, they don't care, they'll go across the desert hitchhiking. But Krishna gives them happiness.
Yes, that is happiness. They are going for Krishna, and that is happiness. They forget the trouble.
Yeah. Today he's gone again. Don't
be doubtful about this, at least. You may do or not do, but at least you be convinced that this is the nicest thing we have got. Yes. And there is no comparison.
No. Yes. And the more we experience it, the more we become convinced.
Yes.